This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number three of the live Saturday edition of the program. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And again, 800-259-9231. Coming up, the California gay marriage issue, but your phone calls are primary. So we continue with them. First, we go to Dan in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dan.
Howdy.
Hey, Dan.
What's going on?
What's on your mind?
How are you guys? I'm great. Good to get through to you, and thank you for your show.
Thanks for being here.
That was a great discussion you had with the guy there that wanted to compromise libertarian principles.
I wonder which candidate we should all get together, the conservatives and the libertarians, and support, according to him.
I'm sure that the conservatives couldn't agree on Mary Ruart.
Certainly not.
And that's the problem.
Mary Ruart is one of the most principled ladies that I think that I've ever encountered. She's an amazing woman.
Ron Paul was, in fact, that candidate that if any, Republican could have gone for was him. I mean, he...
But the Republicans are crazy about him. Like, they hate him. The every Republican convention, they're running the Ron Paul people out. They're not trying to recruit them into the Republican fold. They're trying to keep them the hell away.
Mm.
No, of course not, because he wants to get rid of the Federal Reserve.
Yep.
Well, and he, he generally threatens the entire power structure, and they don't want that.
That's, they love power. And that's the problem. I mean, but basically is that the power is the ultimate addiction. And people just can't deal with it.
And Republicans are just as guilty of enjoying that power as the Democrats are.
Absolutely.
And the Republicans just won't look at that.
I keep saying there needs to be a new 12-step program for those who lust for power. but anyways, my original reason for calling was the immigration issue. And, I keep going back to, the Declaration of Independence and that our Creator, whoever you determine that is, I keep wanting to see if that's actually capitalized in the original document. But, it seems to be capitalized given that the emperor of God. But
many of the founding fathers were deists. That was a big sweeping thing, and so they would have believed in a creator. They wouldn't have necessarily believed that you should worship that creator, sent his son to die on a cross or anything like
anyways, the fact is that whoever that creator is, they created all of us. It didn't matter whether we were born inside or outside. As a matter of fact, back then, a lot of them were born outside particular geographic entity. The problem lies with, the government giving away the store. They steal our money, and then they give it away to people. And some of those people are, in fact, illegal aliens, as they would like to call them. And it's just foolish to keep, pointing the finger at those, poor, people that are just trying to, go somewhere where they can make a living and feed their kids and whatever.
Awful, but it makes sense because they're an easy scapegoat. They can't really defend themselves too effectively because if they stand up, then they'll be snatched away and put into some sort of detainment camp. They look different and they sound a little different. And so, the history of governments has been to find a scapegoat. It was the communists a few decades ago. Now, then it was the drug dealers, and now it's the terrorists and the immigrants.
And at one time, this is the same sort of thing about the illegal aliens. It's always, they're taking our jobs. The same thing was said about during the Industrial Revolution about machinery.
Mm.
Well, yeah. the jobs would suddenly disappear.
Machines
would take it. Well, funny, we still all have jobs, and there's a whole bunch of machines out there.
Someone has to sell the machines.
The new machine isn't going to put us out of work, nor are the illegal immigrants. Jobs will show up. There will always be jobs for people to do.
Well, one time it was the Italians. The other time it was the Irish.
Keep them off the grass.
And it's the design. It's the design of the powers that be to create these realities. And it's so plain as the nose on my face that this is what's occurring. And I just don't get that people can't open their mind. A lot of these people that are so anti immigration, and I, you know, it doesn't matter whether it's legal or illegal. They don't like them either way. They come here.
Because they're racists.
They claim to be Christians, though. You know.
Yeah,
I mean?
That's the biggest joke.
How Christ-like is that?
Not so much.
They're effectively bigots, but the problem is sort of the vote, because everybody, you know, gets a vote, and about 46% of them will vote in this presidential election that's coming up, and they'll decide which crap sandwich we get to have as our next president, and therefore I have to listen to what this crap sandwich passes down as a law, when most of these people are basing their votes on, well, my mommy and daddy were Democrats, so I'm going to be a Democrat, or I really respected Ronald Reagan, so I'm going to vote Republican. They don't know what the issue is. They care more about Ellen DeGeneres marrying Portia de Rossi than anything else.
Well, it goes back to the education system where people are not trained to be thinkers. They're not trained, critical thinking is a seeming lost art here. But, the other thing is that we do supply these people that come into this country, don't know the English language, when they get into the court systems, when they're dealing with the governments, we have to pay for, Spanish interpreters for them and for, how many other interpreters for how many other, I'm saying all these people, if they don't want to learn English and they don't want to,
assimilate,
pay for their own interpreters, I don't have any compunction to give away the store to them.
I think when the government is bringing force against someone, in the case of Mexican immigrants, that we should probably speak, do some effort to get them to understand what we're saying.
Well, yeah, however, I
don't think that we need every welfare form and every street sign written in two languages.
Sure.
But I think when you're thinking about tossing somebody away in prison.
Sure. Even we were talking about market justice a few moments ago on the program. Even in a market-based system, you can't have somebody come in front of an arbitrator and not be able to communicate with the arbitrator. So certainly those services would be provided even in a market-based system. So the issue is really coercion.
They've entered the jurisdiction at a handicap at their own peril, though.
But there's no such thing as a jurisdiction. That's just a political fantasy.
Jurisdiction,
whatever. I mean,
gang's territory?
If we dial back the law enforcement system to deal with only crimes that involve victims, then there'll be a lot less of that too.
I would agree with that, and to solve that problem, I can assure you that there would be not-for-profit organizations that would put interpreters in place.
Translator, sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I don't think it's much of an issue.
Right. I don't want them taking my money to put an interpreter in front of
The issue is the taking of the money. The issue isn't how they spend it or what they spend it on, because inevitably they're gonna miss most often. Maybe sometimes they'll spend it on something you like, but that's pretty rare. So the issue is them just taking the money in the first place, and that's what needs to be stopped.
To the best of my ability, I'm keeping as much of it as I can.
Good. More people need to do that. Dan, thank you for the call tonight.
One other thing.
Go.
Real quick.
Yeah.
There is a video I'd like you guys to ask. Actually, 29 videos on YouTube.
Oh, okay. What is it?
It's called The Secret Rulers of the World.
Oh, I've seen this.
What is it?
It's about obelisks and how the Freemasons are ruling the world from...
I think it's a fairly well put together.
I agree. It's pretty well done.
It seems to fit for me. That's all.
So what is it going to reveal to me?
I mean, we've had this discussion about New World Order before, and I don't care what you want to call it. There are people that are involved in it that are calling it the New World Order, and I don't want what they want, and I think that they have to be identified, and the efforts that they're undertaking, which involve all kind of things, need to be identified and as a cohesive.
I can identify them. They're in Washington, D.C. There are 535 of them.
No, they're actually, some of them are, but, those are the
primary operators. They're the primary problem. Thank you for the call, David. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. People in search of power are the problem. Whatever name they put upon themselves, I don't care. It's people that want power over my life. That's my issue. It's all more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD. Books. Music. Instruments. Periodicals. Computers. Software. Electronics. Photo. Cell phone. Office products. Home and garden. Bed and bath. Furniture. Kitchen. Pet supplies. Automotive. Hardware. Apparel. Shoes. Jewelry. Grocery. Healthcare. Sports and outdoors. Toys. Games. Used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. A great deal. Delivery to your door. And a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live. When you enter Amazon through amazon.freetalklive.com.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Ted Anderson from Midas, May 15, 2008, gold, $873.70 ounce. Gold coins can be purchased for $899.33, $443.05 for half, $221.53 for quarter. That's $899.33, $443.05 for half, $221.53 for quarter. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its $1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We're already under a scientific dictatorship. Martial law is coming, but it's not going to arrive overnight. It's going to be incremental. This country is already teetering on the edge. Any incident, small or large, could trigger a total takeover. Anything could be the final push. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com and download the ebook full of information that will prepare you for life under total military control. Know how to survive in the conditions that may soon be here on American soil. Learn how to act around controlling troops and how to use their own psychology against them through social engineering. When martial law is officially announced, checkpoints will be enforced, gun confiscations will occur for registered gun owners, and cities will be on lockdown. You will be dealing with a force that has been in training for years, preparing for this takeover. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com. When ordering this ebook, you also receive weekly updates. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 866-644-1933. That's 866-644-1933.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 12 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by the scouts, the military, and families around the world. For a limited time, you can receive the entire 24 DVD set, including The Woods Master, Cave Cooking, and The Urban Master DVDs for only $399, an $80 savings, or purchase single DVDs for only $19.95. If you'd like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. And those features include the bulletin board system. Get interactive with our listeners. We've got over 2,000 members there, over 350,000 posts. It's a lot to talk about. Everything from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all, and it's all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
If you have a company and you have collections issues, SACL CAI does collections. They do early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. They have the best equipment money can buy. They record every call, and your clients, the people you're collecting from there, they'll be treated with respect. You know, there's no reason to go calling people names and saying awful things to them to collect. SACL collects with respect. That's SACL CAI, and you can check out their banner at freetalklive.com.
We continue with your phone calls about whatever you want to talk about. Let's go to Bill in Oregon, listening on KMED. Hello, Bill. Bill in Oregon, going once.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, Bill, what's on your mind?
Hey, you know, I'm back on the illegal immigration issue again. There is one flaw in the argument. I wanted to back up here just a little bit.
Is this Bill Meyer, program director of KMED?
As a matter of fact, it is.
Hey, Bill.
As a matter of fact, it is.
All right, the flaw.
The one thing that we're doing is that it all stems from a lack of property rights, a lack of respect for property rights. Can we say that this is pretty much where the whole thing starts?
Yeah, well, we need to have true private property, and that means getting rid of the whole concept of public property, which out west it's mostly government-owned.
Don't think most people are ready to go there with you. Of course, like, I see where you're coming from, though. Here is what where I see the real problem is with illegal immigration, is that we have a situation which is collectivist in nature, right, in which we have assumed, or I shouldn't say we assume, but certainly the people with lots of guns in prisons are more than happy to extract their tribute, right?
Yeah,
and
sure.
They go through, they seize a lot of property and such. And hence, it's I've often said before that I don't think we would have many arguments about illegal immigration, what we call illegal immigration, if there was no social welfare state.
No doubt about it.
The fact that we do have a social welfare state, which is predicated on the fact that you don't really have private property, your income is not private, it is all to be taxed and consumed, makes open borders at this point under this situation untenable, only because, heck, you've got to bankrupt the place.
Well, I agree with you on that.
Well, they're already bankrupt.
Okay. I agree with you on that.
Right. And you're right. It's absolutely bankrupt right now. It's functionally bankrupt. No one's really admitting it except the comptroller, of course.
He's trying his best to tell everybody. But the fact is, I mean, it would be as difficult to get to close the borders and get effective border control going.
As it's been to stop drugs.
It would be to stop drugs or stop welfare.
Yeah.
Agreed to a certain point, but if you wish open borders, if you wish that free travel, you have to dismantle the collectivist social welfare system first. I don't think you can have both as it is right now.
But we're not going to get either. Do you understand? So we might as well talk about liberty.
But you're certainly not going to get open border support with a social welfare system as we have right now. Here in the Medford area, we already have, thousands of people being educated who are offspring of illegal aliens, if you want to call it that, whatever your descriptive term is of it. And we are now getting to the point where, frankly, we got 8, 9, 10, 12% of these folks that really aren't paying enough taxes given commensurate with the wages and other services that are being consumed. That we do know around here. I'm not saying that the way the situation is right now is ideal. And I'm not saying that that sealing the border is going to cure everything. But you can't have open social welfare and open borders at the same time.
There's no doubt about it. Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt about that. Though I think that I agree with what Mark says, and that is that neither of those, as far as the federal government is concerned, is going to happen anytime soon. Number one, they're not going to be able to seal the border. They haven't stopped drugs. They're not going to stop immigrants because, you know, the black market is in control, and there will always be border guards paid off. There will be tunnels built. There will be flyovers. There will be whatever it is that, you know, needs to be done. So that's not going to happen, and welfare is not going to go away either.
All right, let me concede your point there, right? Okay. So at this point, where do we go?
I mean, civil disobedience, non-cooperation. That's the only answer to this situation, because the political system we've seen. I mean, we had Dr. Mary Ruart on for the first hour of the program tonight.
I'm for secession instead.
Me too. but you know, we've seen that over 30 years of the Libertarian Party getting out there and pounding and trying their best to make a change and make it even a dent in the political system. Nothing has happened, and nothing new is going to change this election season, nor probably in 2012. So if what we had was a lot of people who just, they've been fed up with the system, whether it's local, state, or federal, and just decide to stop paying into it, then everything changes.
Yeah, you'd have to get to the point then when everybody, when you figured that, well, they can't throw everybody in jail, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Where you're going. Now, back to Mary, nice try, except the kitty porn thing. I'm sorry, can't follow her with that.
Oh, well, all right. Now we're gonna get into it, Bill. So okay. What is your objection? Her position,
set the position.
Her Mary Ruart, the one of the presidential candidate, or one of the candidates for the Libertarian Party presidential nomination. There was a bit of a dust up, a bit of a brouhaha recently over her position on child pornography and other, other consensual crimes. And her position is that it's abhorrent, it's disgusting, it's awful, it's terrible. She would never want her grandchildren involved in something like that.
That we agree on, okay? We all agree there.
But she also thinks that other people have different value sets, and as long as you don't have a victim, then you don't have a crime. If somebody is not complaining about what has happened to them, then there is no crime. So if you've got somebody who's been forced into sex, and they talk about that, and they want to take some action, then yeah, you've got an issue. But if they haven't been forced, if it's been consensual, then there is no role whatsoever for any sort of enforcement.
Here's the problem, as I see it, Ian, is that to have a legal, binding, proper contract, everybody has to have equal power within the situation, the ability to withdraw, and a child in many cases does not have that standing, also does not necessarily have the proper emotional maturity. It's like, the child abuse victim, if you want to call it that, this is my dad doing this to me, or whatever the case might be. Of course he loves me. So it's not really an equal contract.
But that's your viewpoint. And other people have different viewpoints, like the people in the FLDS cult in Texas. Most people don't necessarily agree with the way they're living their lives, but mm-hmm. in their perspective, from their world, that's exactly what they want for themselves. And if we really want liberty, Bill, and I know that's what you want, if we want liberty, we have to allow people to make decisions that we wouldn't necessarily make for ourselves and our families.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to agree to disagree with you.
Now, Bill, I agree, but I have some questions. I agree with you.
Sure.
I think my partner's nuts on this particular one. I think that if you've got real live kiddie porn where you've got a 7-year-old getting something terrible done to them with a two-cycle strap-on, like that person needs to go to jail for having that piece of porn. My question to you is this. What happens if it's a picture of a 17-year-old girl taken by her 17-year-old boyfriend? Does he need to go to prison?
Does he need to go to prison?
Right.
No.
What if I have the picture that he took of her?
Uh-oh.
He gave it to me.
Boy, see, now we're getting to that gray area.
That gray area is huge with child porn. What if I am an artist, a comic book artist, and I draw pictures of young girls in little outfits doing pornographic things?
Well, in my perfect free market world, that person would be run out of town, but that's in my world.
Social ostracism is the way to go, Bill.
You
I'm
do
with you
understand
on that.
That child porn is a mire. It is a black hole that will suck you in the libertarian conversation.
And I agree. Hey, thanks, guys. I know you got other folks to get to.
Thanks,
I got
Bill.
To get back to work, too. But
always
anyway.
Fun, sir. Good to know you're working on a Saturday night. Thanks, man. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bill hosts the morning show over on KMED, our affiliate in Medford.
He has that kind of morning show guy voice.
Yep. You take control. Bring up anything more on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Gay marriage. What about that issue?
World Products now is introducing the new Detoxer foot and body pads that work while you're sleeping to pull heavy metals and toxins from the body. Our Detoxer pads release unwanted toxins, relieve stress and pain, and improves the immune system, circulation, and blockages all while you're sleeping. Very simply, you put one pad on each foot before bedtime and go to sleep. And when you wake up, the toxins that are drawn out of the body will be in the pads. You peel them off and throw them away. It's that simple. Call 908-691-2608. We encourage our customers to detox in as many ways as possible to bring the body back to a balance. The average person is exposed to hundreds of chemicals daily. This is one of the many powerful ways to detox the body. We recommend you try our Detoxer foot pads and see and feel the difference for yourself. Call today at 1-908-691-2608. Our Detoxer foot pads are vegan and environmentally friendly and do not contain chitosan. Call today, World Products Now, at 1-908-691-2608.
On September 11th, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At righttoredress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 12 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by the scouts, the military, and families around the world. For a limited time, you can receive the entire 24 DVD set, including The Woods Master, Cave Cooking, and The Urban Master DVDs for only $399, an $80 savings, or purchase single DVDs for only $19.95. If you'd like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you can be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number. It is the live Saturday edition, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners. We mentioned we got a brand new Shriner. Allison is up there. You can see her at shrine.freetalklive.com. The dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. That again, shrine.freetalklive.com. We go to your phone calls. Vince is on the line in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Vince.
Hello, Mark and Ian. How are you doing this evening?
Good, sir.
Just super, Vince. What's on your mind tonight?
Listen, I got this little article here in the Indianapolis Star. It talks about a conspiracy charge was filed in a MySpace suicide case. So the Missouri woman was indicted Thursday for her alleged role in a hoax in an online social network called MySpace.
Yeah, we talked about this in quite great detail last night on the program. You can grab that archive at freetalklive.com. And it's just outrageous because it's opening up, if this case is successful for the federal government and this woman does get in trouble for sending a private message over MySpace that allegedly led a 13-year-old girl to take her own life by hanging, then that is going to open up a whole new world of possible prosecutions for people trying to pretend like they're someone else on the internet. It's quite frightening what this case entails. How did you feel about it, Vince?
Well, I feel like, you know, this woman didn't commit the crime, and this girl committed suicide on her own. You know, where were the girl's parents? And number two, how can this woman be held accountable for the little girl committing suicide when I think the entire facts of the case were this girl and her daughter, this lady's daughter, were somehow, you know, intertwined, and they started spreading rumors about each other.
They were on. Yeah. They created a fake account. They created a MySpace account that was allegedly a 16-year-old boy. He didn't really exist, but yeah, it was the girl. It was her the woman and her daughter and another friend that were sort of maintaining the account, and they were sending messages back and forth between this 13-year-old girl and the fake account. And you know, they tried to trick her into thinking that this handsome young man was actually interested in her, and then he was very rude to her. And then it was allegedly shortly after that, after he supposedly broke up with her. Of course, they'd never actually met in person because he doesn't exist. But after he online cyber broke up with her, she allegedly then took her own life. Now, the story we read last night pointed out that this 13-year-old girl had had depression problems since she was seven.
Well, she's got to have mental problems to kill herself over a boy that she'd never met.
Absolutely. And so the suggestion in this case, this woman's being charged with federal crimes. The suggestion is that you're no longer responsible for your own actions. If you're all upset and you go and kill yourself and someone sent you a nasty email beforehand, the person that sent you a nasty email is going to get charged with federal crimes if this case goes through. I mean, this is a very disturbing case that could have serious anti-free speech ramifications.
Oh, yeah. And here the other thing is the lawmakers in Missouri responding to the suicide of this Missouri teenager, who was teased over the internet, is what it says here. State lawmakers gave final approval to a bill making cyber harassment illegal.
Oh, so they are moving. The state government is moving.
What's the punishment?
Well, it says here the bill updates the state laws against harassment to keep pace with technology by removing the requirement that the communications be written or over the telephone. Supporters say the bill now will cover from computers, text messages, and other electronic devices.
So is it a misdemeanor?
Yeah, I don't feel this this would apply because the girl was willingly engaging in the conversation with the imaginary boy.
Yeah, but if you're hurting someone's feelings, Mark, now it's a crime.
But it's not harassment.
In America, if you hurt someone's
feelings... Harassment is bothering somebody who doesn't want to be bothered.
That's a good point. Hey, but hey, what do they care about? What your definition is?
No, they don't care what our definitions are.
Vince, good call.
Hey, I got something for you. The previous couple callers.
Yes, sir.
You know, we were talking about illegal immigration and da-da-da-da-da and all that. I wanted to throw in, you know, what these two people were not talking about is which laws do you want to enforce and which ones do you don't want to enforce. You know, I could give hundreds of examples, you know, where people can't get laws enforced because, you know, they sign up for whatever, you know.
Oh, sure, yeah. Right? Hey, well, everybody's got their favorite laws, right? And everybody's got laws that they break. I love it when people call in or in person, they'll say things like, well, I'm a law-abiding citizen. Oh, yeah? Well, did you speed yesterday? Thanks for the call, Vince. We appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. In fact, I was listening to a local show here in Keene, New Hampshire this morning. It's called Talkback, and basically it's like a Politico show where it's hosted by city councilors and all the political junkies in town usually call in. And so, you know, normally I call in to throw in some sort of ideological bomb of some sort and really stir things up. I didn't get to call this morning, but apparently at some point they had announced that I was going to be on the next show because I'm going to be on as a guest co-host on the next program next weekend. And someone called in about that, some grumpy old Politico, just this gruff old guy that always calls in and, you know, he just hates freedom, apparently. He called in to basically trash on me for being a lawbreaker and a miscreant and was just, he said he was going to boycott the show next week because they're giving us attention and we shouldn't be given any attention because we're doing all these awful things and, you know, society is crumbling and blah, 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 blah. And he's such a law-abiding citizen and, you know, nobody's a law-abiding citizen. It's a fantasy you tell yourself about.
Even if you do follow all the laws you know, there's no way you could read all the laws that there are.
Even the cops admit they don't know all the laws.
How could anybody know what the laws are? The fact is we just have way too many laws. We should have, just very few laws at all for people to follow, and they should be that simple. Well, and they should all include someone being harmed,
right? That's
a victim.
As far as I'm concerned, there's only one law. And I'm a law-abiding citizen. I abide by natural law. And that law is do no harm. I don't harm anybody else, and I don't destroy their property. Therefore, I am law-abiding. And so if that's what you want to claim, if you're law-abiding in that way, then I'd agree with you. But if you want to claim that you obey statutes or you obey regulations, that's nonsense. Absolute nonsense. Let's continue with your calls. Let's talk to Eric listening in Charleston, West Virginia on WVTS. Hello, Eric.
No, Charleston, South Carolina. Sorry about that.
Oh, my apologies. I didn't get that detail.
I just want to say my first time catching your show, I was flipping through and picked you up.
You're shocked.
I love it so far.
Good.
difference. I'm not a Democrat, Republican, or any of that. I'm an American citizen.
I would rather not be an American citizen, but that's a whole other issue.
Yeah. One of our biggest problems is organized religion.
Hmm.
When you get that involved in it, and they start putting all these opinions on everything about their personal viewpoint, that starts messing it up.
Well, the problem is when the organized religious people try to use the power of government to enforce their opinion on your life. That's the big problem.
I think it's more of a problem of organizations than anything. What about the eco people out there that want to make sure that you have your carbon, you pay your little carbon tax and all that other stuff? What about those folks?
What oil is, that's just Republican crap.
Okay.
Yeah, but back when we invaded Iraq. When they opened up the presidential election, they had, 50 people running. Bush and everybody said it's the greatest thing. But as soon as a third-party candidate comes into this country, they flip out. Everything that they can to eliminate that. The biggest thing was when Ross Perot ran, they realized, oh, shit, we're about to get screwed.
We have to let you go on that, my friend. I'm sorry. Call us again some other time. We have a zero. I mean, we're pretty tolerant guys normally because we're libertarians, but
the FCC is not.
We got a zero tolerance
profanity
policy.
Before you go on, please explain what the thing about the American citizen, because I hate the idea that you just said
that. Just throw that bomb out there?
Yeah, that's awful.
Well, okay. The definition of citizen is one who owes a duty of allegiance to a government in return for an obligation of protection. Go look it up. That's what a citizen is. And go ahead and look up some court cases from the Supreme Court. There was one last year, as a matter of fact, that they've ruled time and time again that the government at state, local, and federal levels, all governments in America, have no obligation whatsoever to provide you with any services, even the most elementary, rudimentary, basic protection services. So even though the police car says to protect and serve, it doesn't mean you. So therefore, if there is no obligation on their part to protect you, then you couldn't possibly be obligated.
Right. So there, and in fact, none of us are citizens
to have allegiance.
We are subjects.
Subject, I'm not a subject.
Is simply a person that is obligated to have allegiance. And
I don't have
there
that
is
obligation.
No duty of protection when it comes to.
I'm not a subject, nor am I a citizen. I would prefer to be, and I am, a sovereign individual. That's what I want. I want to be a free man. Don't you? 800-259-9231 or free woman. This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call if you make it now.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear socks and tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes in the sand at the beach. But then I heard about Nonex Nail Gel. It tackles the problem of unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Nonex Gel breaks down and removes this debris so nails look clear. I confess I was skeptical in the beginning, but I stuck with it, using Nonex Gel twice daily. Actually, I was surprised how generously sized the bottle is and how long it lasts. A while ago, you could look at my nails and, well, glance away. But not anymore. Now my toenails look better than ever, and I'm wearing sandals again, thanks to a simple, natural gel. If your toenails are an embarrassment, try Nonex Nail Gel. It's available in the foot care aisle of your drugstore, mass retailer, or supercenter.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain in this live Saturday edition of the program. You can still take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy the program, then we ask that you shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter that link. Free Talk Live will get a cut. We'll get a percentage of your purchase. 41 categories to shop in. Free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of items. And it all helps Free Talk Live. You get the stuff you need. Free Talk Live gets a percentage. What could be better? Amazon.freetalklive.com. Now, this is the program. You can call in about anything. And normally we bring stuff in that we want to talk about, but of course your calls are primary. So if there's ever anything that you hear us mention that you absolutely want us to get to, the only way to guarantee that we'll ever get to it is by calling in. And it looks like that's what Richard in Canada is doing. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, guys. Actually, I thought just a little while ago you were asking about gay marriage. That's what I'm calling in about. You said something right before the commercial break, something about, hey, what do you think about gay marriage? Isn't that right?
Well, we were going to discuss the issue from the because California has gone ahead and apparently legalized it. So we were going to jump into it, but how do you feel about it? Go ahead.
Exactly, and that's what I was thinking, what you guys were going on about. And we've had this gay marriage thing legal in Canada for a while now, I think maybe a few years now. Mm-hmm. And for the most part, I know a few gay people. I have never heard of any of them getting married, you know?
I can't see why you'd want to. I don't understand why anyone wants to get a government marriage license.
Marriage is largely for the rearing of children anymore. That's that's the role that it plays in society. So,
well, gay people bring up kids. They adopt.
And in that case, they should consider marriage.
Well, now, I don't think that anyone should ever consider getting a government marriage license, because then what you're doing is you're going into an agreement. You're entering into a three-party agreement.
You're not going to get a kid without being married. It's just not very likely.
Okay. Well, then that's unfortunate.
Well, there you go, grumbling about, kids and, you know, getting government
marriage
licenses.
You're telling me a wealthy single person cannot adopt a kid in America?
I'll bet you they have a more difficult time.
Well, if it's impossible, then that's one thing. But if it's doable and just difficult, then I would still say don't get a marriage license, because you're entering into a three-way agreement. You, the person you're marrying, and the government. And why would anyone want the government involved in their love life? It doesn't make any sense to me. It's why it's, in my opinion, one of the reasons why marriages are so unsuccessful. Because government puts all these laws in place that give certain people incentives to divorce, which is also another government-oriented process. So I understand where gay people are coming from when they want the same rights that other people have. Of course, marriage licenses aren't rights. They're a government piece of paper the government gives out, but that's a whole other issue. So I understand that if government is going to be doing something, and that is handing out these pieces of paper, then yes, they should hand them out to gay couples as well. That makes sense. So I'm with them on that, but I still don't understand why anyone would want to get a government marriage license in the first place.
But you would agree that the person who wants to not hire somebody because they're gay and in a partnership and don't want to provide benefits to the partner in the same way that they would provide benefits to a heterosexual couple, you would agree that they shouldn't have to hire that person?
I absolutely support discrimination. I think that a business owner should be able to discriminate based on whatever he wants to. If a gay business owner only wants to hire gay men, that's what he should be able to do. If a racist only wants to hire people of the same skin color, then that should be his business. And I think the marketplace will decide whether or not those individuals who are discriminatory will be rewarded or punished for their efforts. Richard, your thoughts?
But for the most part, I think that a lot of this whole gay marriage thing is a very a part of the drama that is involved in the gay movement. Mm-hmm. It's all about a circus, really, because when you look at it and when you see that not many of these gays are getting married, like for here in Canada, we've had it for a few years now, where these people, they just decide not to get married, and they fight and they fight and they fight to get married, but then they don't get married. And so that what you see is they get an opportunity to go on the television screen in a ridiculous scenario where they find somebody to marry them officially. And
well,
like,
I don't know if you're being fair. I mean, you're lumping them.
You've got the other guy, and he's wearing like a... Like, and they're usually...
Well, Richard, hold on a second, man. You're lumping all gay people into the same group.
Man, and then one of them decides to wear like a fine wedding dress.
Who cares what they wear, dude? It's their business. Who cares? Why do you care?
The problem is that the media presents this image to everybody.
So stop watching.
And then it just upsets people. And for no reason at all, because in the end they don't want to get married in the first place.
Are you upset, Richard?
Am I upset over gay marriage?
You said something upsets people the way they have gay people on television. Does that upset you?
To me, it is a circus. It's almost like a joke.
I concur with him on this.
Maneuver.
I think religious people are a joke.
Marriage. It has nothing to do with marriage. It's just to see what people or special interest groups can get away with where
but
they
we give them the stage. I agree with you. They act
mind.
Like a bunch of nuts. I totally agree with you that they act like a bunch of nuts out there. But some of them do.
Thank you.
Well, the ones that get on camera, that would be the they were referring to.
And that would be
if you don't like pronouns, then just stuff it.
Well, now, that would look, be a
all
percentage
I'm saying
of a percentage.
Here, it's the people on television. That's the they we're referring to.
Right.
We're not calling every gay person out there.
Thank you.
Some cross-dressing fag.
Because they don't represent all gay people.
Look, that's all he's saying is that the people that get on television are causing
so
a circus.
It. Don't watch it.
But
so?
We give them the stage.
Who's we?
We, the people that support the laws that make it so that they can't be treated equally.
And in the midst of this circus, if in Canada, if you complain about it, I can get in very serious trouble. Find
That's
out who
just
I
wrong.
Am, and then send me to what's called the Human Rights Commission in Canada and say, oh, these guys are making fun of those two gay guys on TV, and one guy was in a dress, and they were kissing each other and talking about marriage and all this, and we're going to send them to the Human Rights Commission, and they are going to get in serious trouble.
I'm sorry to hear that about Canada. I understand you guys don't have the same level of freedom of speech as we do here in America, but if it makes you feel any better, America's going in that same direction. Thanks for the call tonight, Richard. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line, which is what we were talking about earlier with the MySpace case. You know, freedom of speech is definitely under attack here in America. Look, if you don't like what you see on television, and I understand what he's saying, you know, there's a certain section, a certain segment of the gay population that is very flamboyant, very in your face about it.
And sometimes that's entertaining.
Oh, hell yeah. They go out, they do parades, and they wear next to nothing. And I've been to Pride Fest down in Florida where we came from. I would go every year to do pro-freedom outreach. And boy, was that one of the best times. I mean, those people know how to party. There's no doubt about that.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm really glad to
hear
you enjoyed your... No, I never went to Pride Fest with
you. You would have fit right in, Mark. We'd have gotten you in a wig up on stage. You sung some Cher songs and maybe a little Madonna, something like that.
I do really love Bette Midler.
Bette Midler, huh?
Yeah.
What's your favorite?
Wind Beneath My Wings.
Okay. I wouldn't have known any of
the... Although The Rose is good, too. Yeah.
So look, if you don't like what you're seeing, turn it off, okay? And, you know, what's the big deal? So somebody wants to wear a dress. So somebody wants to wear something revealing. So somebody wants to talk with a lisp. So whatever. Who cares? It's their choice, their life.
I think there's a spectacle. I think that people can, you know, in their, you know, that they can, they are rightly and justifiably in their own minds, if they feel like it, offended. That's fine.
Sure. And isn't it possible they want a reaction? Isn't that possible?
That's the point that I'm trying to make. We're giving them the stage for them there to be a spectacle. If gays could have gotten married, you know, without any problem, there wouldn't be the opportunity for a spectacle. There wouldn't be a news story sitting here in front of me about Portia de Rossi and Ellen DeGeneres getting married, because they'd have been married and nobody would care.
That's how it should be.
I mean, Rosie O'Donnell?
Yeah,
she's adopted all kinds of kids, and she's taking fine care of them. I'm sure she's doing a fine job with them. What's the big deal?
I don't get it. They're just people. They're people with preferences.
It's not a preference I'm interested in, but so?
So people should be free to make their own choices, and if they want to choose to get into some government contract with one another, then okay, have a blast. Now you can have a divorce too. Whoopee-doo. If I was going to get married, it would just simply be an agreement between me and the person I love, whether that person be
a
female or a male.
I understand what you're saying, and I concur with you largely, but there are times when not being married is a problem. For instance, my wife and I are kind of looking at adopting foster kids because I want to get them out of the clutches of the government.
Mm.
Because I think that that's...
But then you have to obey, right?
A terrible... Yes, you do. But what's worse? Letting some kid languish there in a foster care or an orphanage, or letting some bureaucrat come through my house and take a look at my windows and stuff.
Man, as long as you're willing to, you know, the privacy invasion and all that.
But if I wasn't married by law, then I wouldn't be able to do that. I wouldn't be able to help those people.
I see where you're coming from. At least you're making the conscious choice, and you understand what the consequences are. Most people don't understand that a marriage license...
The only real marriage is a marriage by the government, and I disagree entirely.
And they don't understand that they're actually entering into an agreement with the government. Anyway, we're out of time. We'll see you Monday night online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.